Blog Talk Radio.
Came up and rocked.
Five out of the six or so.
Yeah.
And they just, I forgot who they beat, but they beat them 17 or nothing. I've never seen the Cubs.
Where's your excitement level right now?
It's up there.
It's up.
Yeah. I'm trying to be humble, though. As humble as I can.
Yeah. You don't wanna, yeah.
Right. You know, we're in third place.
Third?
Yeah.
What would we usually be any other third?
It'll last. It'll last.
Last. And how many teams is in our
We'll probably be like, we probably wouldn't have but 15 wins.
How many we got now?
Like 39 or something like that.
That's okay.
36 to 30, maybe something like that. Try to catch the Pirates or the Cardinals.
Pirates? The Cardinals? That's you.
Yeah, Hackgate. Which really ain't Hackett, from what I heard.
Databases?
Yeah.
Everything is a gate nowadays.
Everything is a gate. Because everything is so shady.
People getting cold. Holes in the game.
Yeah. Exactly.
Some good, some bad.
What would be the purpose of hacking into somebody's database?
Statistics, batting strategies, like batting order. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the database is.
You're right. But I think that the guy that he didn't really hack, he just used the other guy's password. That he used to work.
Facebook.
He used to work.
At this page.
I don't know.
Stuff on the page.
Did he?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
He went into the scouting report, I think.
To look at up and coming players.
See it. How his thing is set up. Because, you know, everything's so analytical now.
Yeah.
So I think he had a dope system. So he wanted to see.
Analytics.
Probably, yeah. And it's all about the analytics. It is somebody that's a lower level employee.
Gotta come up in the game.
Probably. Or just passing around. But the Cardinals gotta get.
Still.
What would it be?
Came in there.
Yeah.
And who he was from?
The Cardinals.
That would be it. And what was on list?
And he went to the Astros.
They was like the Simpsons predicted that. Because on the Simpsons episode with Mark McGuire, they stole, I can't remember who it was, but they stole like statistics or something like that. But it was like showing like, just like how.
I thought the Simpsons always predicted stuff.
And Family Guy.
They predicted that
dude
that was a girl,
Bruce Jenner. And I was on Family Guy.
How they keep...
Because they not they care to hold back what they know. Everybody else is politically correct.
But how they know it's going to be these certain events?
Because they just heard info about it. Doing stuff.
Is it TMZ?
Better. Family Guy is better than TMZ. As far as like... But TMZ don't bring you so many.
Sure.
Right. And... Yeah, basically. Family Guy gonna.
They predicted stuff.
What? The Boston Marathon.
Did they do that?
Yep. The Twin Tower or something like
that. Did they do that? Right.
Big stuff.
Yeah, how they know it's gonna happen?
I always wanted that. Somehow, I don't know, Seth MacFarlane does that.
So you can just sit and watch the Simpsons or
Family Guy
and figure out what's about to happen. Right. Like, oh man, look here. Hey, it's
fucking deal. They hold nothing back. They talk about Fox. But everybody watched Family Guy, so, you know.
I don't know.
That's why, though. It'd be a lot of real life stuff in there that goes. That's our kids before. I don't want to get into this.
Right.
But more like astute, older, grown up things because they put it in cartoon form, but it's a lot of dope jokes in
there. Yeah, it is. Like, those are not really kid cartoons. Those are adult cartoons. But I don't think they marketed it to the kids.
They're not.
No, they really didn't. Have it?
Yeah. Because it's a lot of negative things that can be taught through that if you're seeing over and over and over.
No, but I don't think the commercials are not geared towards
all everything
kids.
Adult.
That's not a kid's type. But they don't market it to the kids. Like, you don't see that.
There was a joke for him come on after 10 o'clock where you don't think the kids would be asleep.
You shouldn't see Adult Swim. You shouldn't see no commercials on Adult Swim if you're a kid, because you shouldn't be on Adult Swim.
That's
on
TBS.
It's adult. Adult.
Yeah.
True. No, it's not. It's on Adult Swim.
It's a channel where kids watch cartoons on.
No, right. On Adult Swim, but it says Adult Swim. Okay, all right.
But CBS got the rights to Family Guy. So that comes on at like 6.
Yeah, it shouldn't come on at 6.
But now they're promoting it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now every episode they do come on Adult Swim. See it early on in the day where it's like,
right.
It's not hidden anymore.
Right.
Yeah, like, they do predict things, and it forces a lot. They make fun of a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's what's up.
It's going to be some LeBron James stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of LeBron James, choke. Did he choke? He didn't really choke.
He choked.
He played.
He choked.
I got to give it to him. 35-point game, what, 12 rebounds?
Like 13.
13 rebounds. How many assists? How many assists?
Like 8.
Nah, he had
a
triple-double.
Oh. Throughout the series, he averaged 36, 12, and 8.
8? Yeah. All right, who do you blame for this? I blame him.
He said
he was the greatest player to ever play the game.
And he
greatest
also,
player in the world.
They also asked him, because a lot of players are hurt, doesn't it seem like he has a lot more on his shoulder? He's like, no, because we got enough talent for that.
Right.
No, our team was cool. But after he lost, they said that he said they ran out of talent.
He did. He said we had a lot of talent sitting on the bench.
So, can't have it both ways.
What's wrong with dude?
He expects. He feels an entitlement that he gets to when he does it. It's like something else is wrong with everybody else.
What was the comment made by David Black?
That his heart was in the right place? The huddles?
That's what he said?
He was like, how is LeBron James on the team? Is he the dictator? And he was saying, like, his heart is in the right place, being that he probably does look overbearing in the huddle like he is the coach, but he's really trying to do what's right for the team if he can.
Yeah.
But you're undermining your coach.
Then he does.
If you got LeBron James, so he wasn't doing a coach in that listing, what's the use of the coach?
Right. Exactly.
And he is, like, one of the bigger players.
Right. Black Dog? Nah.
I think they're going for Thibodeau. Low key. That's
going
to be huge.
That is. Then they're going to win.
Yeah. Well,
then they're going to win.
That last game he had 32 points.
18 rebounds and 9 assists. 18 rebounds and 9 assists. 18 rebounds.
30. Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Jarrell Smith had 19. Klay Thompson had 15. Timothy Mozgov had 17.
Mozgov was a difference maker.
What did he want?
Huh?
I was saying, what did he want from his team? Like, took most of the shots. Took 33 shots. 13 to 33. How you talking about talent is not on your team if you're taking away shots from everybody else? Not giving nobody else a time to shine. A chance to shine.
That's interesting.
Me. But at the end of the game, he was in a paradox where it was like, I could pass it off, but people going to be thinking, I should have put that shot.
Yeah.
But if I take the shot thinking like, if I don't take the shot, I'm the star I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
Gun it.
Yeah.
And that's the best 3-point shot, so I should take the
shot. I should take the shot.
So either way, he was going to be messed up.
Do you feel bad for
him? I do not feel bad for anybody who loses in the playoffs.
All right.
If the Bulls lose and we heartbroken, I can tell that made us. You feel the same way we did when we was playing.
Hey, call in 347-838-8449. 347-838-8449. I know you feel bad for LeBron, so if you feel bad for LeBron, call in and let us know.
If you don't, call in and let us know
if you don't. I really don't. How you feel?
He is kind of right, though, about the talent.
That's because we have Kyrie Smith over here. Irving Smith, the Kyrie Smith. Ronald Irving.
Yeah, you're right. We definitely need your input. But how do you feel? You ain't got to call in. You right here.
I feel like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, like them not being that was big. But Kevin Love was like another option where he could go to the shoot threes or just a score. Golden State didn't really have big men, so Kevin Love could have really been to that. Stephen Curry would have been more like focused on defense, because it was like very hard. It was a lot of things to that.
But Barrett made a difference?
Yeah, Barrett would have made a big difference because those say big man, they suck.
Well, hell, you can say that about everything if they had everybody help. It's not about that. Can't blame them.
You're right.
If Paul Gasol plays in two games,
we would have won. Right. But
probably.
Can't go back and take it. Right. You can't blame it on it. Everybody deals with injuries. All you can do is hope that it's not one of your bigger players.
No, you can say that, though.
It matters, but no one cares.
Didn't one of the coaches say?
No one cares.
Nobody cares, but didn't one of the coaches say? Steve Kerr say, hey, I wish you guys were healthier.
Good. I bet he won't get his reins back, though. That's what you're supposed to say.
LeBron, like Kyrie Irving, they was like, yes. Like, throwing parties and playing, like, yeah, Aaron Kevin Love, every day, like, whoa, we gonna kill, like.
Stephen Curry, like, yes. Yeah. And up late, all types of stuff. So it doesn't matter that everybody wanted LeBron to get hurt.
Nah.
Next to be stiff from falling on his head.
I don't think nobody wanted him to get hurt.
When Rose and them be out for playoffs, they be like, yeah, easier way to the championship.
Oh, well, yeah. In the back of your mind, you thinking that. But you still don't. I think you want the competition. I'd rather play the competition.
You'd rather. That's if you won.
Yeah. Huh?
If you lost, you'll be talking a regular way.
What?
Like we just lost.
I'm saying I would want to play the competition.
Would you give your ring back?
No.
So it doesn't really matter.
No, it don't matter. Play the competition.
What happened if they were there? You should lose a little. As Kyrie Irving and Virgil and Kevin Love and everybody was healthy. Golden State wouldn't have been as confident going into those games as they would. To be like, yeah, I wish I was healthy to play. Like, y'all know y'all would have lost. But now they would have smashed y'all down low.
They had people.
I don't think they would have did that, man. Because David Lee would have played more minutes than. Spikes would have played more minutes. They would have counted that. They was the number one defense in the league.
Cool.
Golden State.
Hell no.
They were.
They was the number one defense in the league prior to that. They would have counted that.
All right. Because, look, you got Anderson Varejao, Tristan Thompson, Maurice Bates, not Maurice Bates, I'm talking about Timothy Marshall. Then you got LeBron.
Yeah.
Then you got Kevin Love. If everybody was healthy, you couldn't have counted that. Everybody was healthy?
Listen.
That was a ball game.
The Warriors had the number one defense in the league for a reason.
I think that far. If everyone was healthy, the Bulls would have beat Cleveland.
If everyone was healthy, but the Bulls wasn't in that game, it wouldn't have been no game either.
What you think?
It wouldn't have been a game. Yeah. You're talking about injuries. And we do that for everything. The Bulls would have beat Cleveland. All
right.
So, you
The Bulls probably would have been.
Kevin Love hurt. Like, all right, Kevin Love.
Them full strength against us full strength is no chance.
Right.
We had too much talent. Like, that's when Aaron, man, they bitch ain't nowhere near ours.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
We got like four or five deep on this. They got
what? Five.
Who was the two? Tristan Thompson and we talk about healthy.
Tristan Thompson wasn't gonna start. Tennessee Wildcard wasn't gonna start if they was.
But if they're Bears down and Kevin Love.
Yes, that would have been a
third time. Noah would have been healthy, so that's defensive player of the year coming back murdering. Just
not
like
defensive
Noah.
Player of the year. Not defensive.
Because he was hurt.
He shouldn't have been the defensive player of the year. It should have been DeAndre Jordan last year.
Three blocks a game.
How?
Nah.
Three rebounds. He had 11 rebounds. Small forwards, those shooting guards, those power forwards.
And get across. And then be like, no.
The year I tried to put him on Noah, he knew. That's this year that just passed. The year before that, Noah was all over the place. And led the league, sent us to the league, and rebounded. I mean, assist. If I'm mad, he wanted a better center in the league when he helped.
Yeah, when he helped.
Came run up with him. He bring you in. He's one of the real top three leaders in the league. Way better than LeBron, as far as the leader.
Well, I agree.
Can't make a shot.
No, he can't.
Shoot a layup.
No, he can't.
7-4.
He can hit jumpers and put back. Yeah.
For the floor, like, be the point guard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
Then you need some points.
Zero points.
But it's not a score. You got a score.
And 2 points? Like 15. That was, and average like 12. And average like 5 assists.
That's all for putback.
No.
All right. He can take the jumper now, yeah.
I can't know.
If he was on Cleveland and you took off Timothy Mark off interest or something, they still would have had a better chance.
Nah, you're going to need both of them
going
with
going
power.
All playoff. Healthy.
This
is all off of health. Steve Noah. Come on, man. I done seen the man rip the old Pierce up and the top of the key and take it down. And it went so fast as Paul Pierce.
That's defense.
Paul Pierce the truth. What you mean? Like, we didn't take Paul Pierce now.
Paul Pierce old. Paul Pierce old. Right, he old.
Half fast.
He helped him mentally.
That's fast as Paul Pierce. Please
right.
Tell me that.
This one they was winning championships.
Paul Pierce ain't grabbing no
double-doubles
no more.
Huh?
He ain't grabbing no double-doubles no more and
Paul
doing
Pierce.
All that. Right.
They got busted for 40. Keep on playing.
Nah.
Paul Pierce.
It's not no real game.
Paul say he called back. Paul Pierce say he called game.
Yeah.
Like, don't play. Come on, man. Y'all ain't giving these dudes enough. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Paul Pierce.
Look, young Paul, Stephen Paul Pierce, like when they won their first championship, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But clutch shooting.
We're talking about we Paul Pierce ripping Paul Pierce now.
Pierce.
When did Noah rip Paul Pierce? With Paul. Okay, well, that means something. That's saying something. Yeah, he did.
31.
Yeah,
how old was he? 30 what?
Paul Pierce?
30, like 5.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 37.
Oh, both he died. Oh,
that was cool.
Is he old? And he met
her. And he's better than everybody. He's better than everybody. So it don't matter who. He didn't even play. Okay. That's all I wanted to show.
He, what you mean? He didn't play last year?
Yeah.
That don't mean that he still ain't better than anybody.
When he do play, when I say Noah was hurt last year, y'all swear to God, y'all don't remember the year before? Noah was third in the league in MVP votes.
Yeah, he was.
For what, though?
Rebounding. He was scoring there, too. He was scoring there.
The year before last, was healthy.
He was scoring there.
Yeah, man, he sucked. You don't bring him. Just come on, man. We stay here and watch Noah take over. I'm talking about dabbing for the ball out of town. Save your life. Hustle players was like, he didn't do three things. He didn't block it, saved it, and brought it up, and got to put back on the offensive end. Like, you got a player who can do maybe one of those things.
Hey, you call me at 347-838-8449.
I'm a Noah fan.
Let us know what you think about Noah after we take this real quick, small.
Let's say Christ.
Right. I'll tell you what. Radio on Blog Talk Radio. having a little debate. We done switched it up now.
Kobe or Jordan.
Kobe or Jordan.
Hakeem or Shaq.
Hakeem or Shaq.
Jay Cutler, Russell Wilson. As far as game.
Jay Cutler, Russell Wilson. That's what we're being talked about, too.
And they ain't even the best quarterback.
Call in 347-838-8449. Jay Cutler, Russell Wilson, Shaq, Elijah Wan, Kobe, Mike. You already know the Kobe Mike one, though. Everybody going to say Mike. Kobe
that's their opinion. But look, if you're talking about game, Kobe stole all Mike moves. I don't care y'all can say that. All y'all want.
He did.
More. He has more moves as more games.
I don't really see nothing that he do that.
Five-time league MVP. Six-time finals MVP. Because he's the only, look, never lost in the finals. Always the leader of the whole team. And he,
man.
I don't even want to go down.
81 points.
If I erase his name, it just shows you his stats. You'll be swinging. It's like the whole league stats. Like, wait, what? Wait, what? 14 times starter all-star. 5-time NBA all-star. All defensive first team, 10 years straight. All NBA team, like 14 years straight. Like, scoring leader. Defensive player of the year, like, guy, like.
You know, these
I said games. I said nothing about accolades. I said games.
That's how he got the accolades. It's games. Kobe ain't got that many accolades.
You put 27 Jordan against 27 Kobe.
Right.
Kobe. Yeah.
No.
Kobe.
No.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah. Jordan stronger.
Yeah.
Mentally tougher.
Mentally tougher. Smarter.
Game. Mentally tougher.
Kidding.
What? That's for the game.
Hold on, how do you say Michael is so dead? Like, the only person that could beat me?
Who is? I've never heard of this.
That's what he did.
I've never heard of this. Kobe Dallas is
now.
No.
Never. Kobe said, and Mike said that.
When?
Is he talking about now?
No, he's not talking about now.
Watch Prime versus 21, Kobe
37. He said
Prime versus Prime, yes.
I know I heard that. I know I heard that.
So it's like you ask Siri.
Yeah, I know I heard that.
Come on.
If Michael Jordan ever say Kobe was better than him or to beat him.
I heard it. Yeah.
So that moves my point.
Yeah. Thank you, Siri. Yeah. So back on down. Elijah Wan.
Oh, man. He don't know.
He do know.
Nah.
He said he's giving him props. He's like, hey.
He's medicine, man.
Give him props.
Thank God. Yeah.
That's props, man. Yeah,
Kobe. All
right.
Billy Bean. Okay. Billy.
But he ain't better than Jordan, though.
You saying, dominant versus game, like Shaq versus Elijah Wan. Who got made the team?
We talked about this last week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all.
Dominating the game is probably Shaq.
Game?
Dominating
nobody
the game.
Got more games.
Dominating
the game,
but nobody got more game than a team Elijah Wan.
Nobody.
Right.
So it's like.
Right.
Nobody got more game than a team
Elijah
Wan.
Exactly.
Exactly.
See, so because Shaq, they always thought Shaq was all power, just spinning off like, and doing finger rolls. And have hooks. And when he jumping over the rim,
Second half footwork.
He had footwork, but
he didn't have
the fakes.
He gonna fake you out your shoes, go up under you with all of that, the up and under.
From behind the rim, because it's all
fake. He wouldn't do that often, though. Let's not give him credit for that.
Yeah.
Shaq
said it himself.
What?
On open court, he said it himself. Like, amazing shots you would never think of.
Jordan's whole quote was, it was like Jordan was recently interviewed by Amar Rashad to promote NBA 2K14 and has spoke about whether or not he could be beat one-on-one by today's superstar. And I quote, Jordan said, "I don't think I would lose," said Jordan in the interview, "other than to Kobe Bryant because he steals all of my moves."
Yeah. Right.
Kobe.
W2. Right. Ooh. No, that's not Kobe W.
Kobe 1.
He said only for Kobe. Possibly.
Only
for Kobe. I don't think I would lose.
Right.
Only to Kobe.
But only to Kobe because he sealed my move.
But you say, I don't think I would lose, though.
No, but he said, but only to Kobe. He said, but only to Kobe.
You can't take it out of his head.
Okay, his first one.
That's what it did.
Okay.
Don't try to take it out.
I don't think I would lose.
Right.
Other than to Kobe.
So
he wouldn't lose against nobody else.
But Kobe,
because Kobe still is food. Unfortunately, that's what Mike said. That don't mean that Kobe's gonna win though. But that don't mean he's gonna win.
Kobe see like Jesus Christ, he is a lot better than I thought. Like I don't think he can beat him.
I don't think Jordan's looking at him.
Yeah, because he's looking at the game.
I think
it'll be a good game.
That'd be a great game.
I like the
Jordan. Jordan's going to use his weight and strength on him. It ain't going to be no fade away.
They don't play against him.
And
Kobe killed.
No.
Kobe
that
killed.
That is when Kobe was younger, though.
Who's looking at all those games?
And Mike Smith,
like, yeah,
then he
all right. Yeah,
yeah, all right. Yeah.
But I don't think that. But how old was Mike this? It don't matter. He was still playing.
And winning. Kobe came out in 97. Jordan won the championship in 97 and 98.
Yeah.
Those Lakers couldn't even get past the Spurs of Utah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we beat them the whole season.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I'll never tell.
No, he's not better. He's better.
Jordan was off his roster.
Yeah,
you know, he's drinking like.
Well. He had another top 50 player on his team. Kobe didn't get that. That's tough later on.
Kobe had
Shaq. That was it. That was only.
Got him.
Rookie,
right?
What?
No. How many years Kobe was in the league when this happened?
This 90
game.
This is like 97, 98. This was like George. Like his second year.
Dang.
He wasn't talking like, no.
Wow. Hey,
we're going into some football stuff.
Yeah.
We got off the tip from Michael Jordan. Look at that. Michael Jordan, dude.
You ain't got a snap
so,
back and watch them watch.
Y'all
was
saying,
he got
to take off of LeBron, though.
Look at that.
What was that?
Hey.
We were looking at these old highlights of Jordan versus Kobe.
To prove to this dude here, Ronald, that Michael Jordan is better than. I don't even know why we're having this discussion. What's up with some football?
Everything's cold. Jordan.
There's Brian before the court.
Can't believe he sat in the stands.
What?
Talked to Jerry Jones. They were going to sit out the first game of the season. He'll lose $800,000. That's not really a lot.
It's not really.
But it is because it's
a lot. That's a lot.
Kobe contract isn't really set up right now for him to be losing chunks of money.
No. Yeah, that's a lot. Well.
Back in, Kobe. I'm sorry.
My friends are so crazy.
I think you've been the best interest to report the chat.
Yeah, because he want to play.
Yeah, he want to play.
So
he wants that guaranteed money.
Yeah, but he don't want to sit back and not play. He like football. Don't make it all about money, even though you have to.
That's what these players really do, man. They want this money because they going out hurting themselves.
But he don't want to lose no games and stuff because he want to go down when it's colder. You can't if you miss a game.
You're right. So report to camp.
He don't report.
They didn't report.
Roman and won't talk to him.
They didn't report it.
Yeah, he reported to all the players reported. They didn't go to the voluntary workout. No veteran really goes to voluntary workout. They sometimes do, but most veterans think like that stuff.
Yeah.
As long as you have a training camp,
right,
a mandatory mini camp. Really just training camp, and they hate training camp. That's when you put a hit pad and really got to get your body hard for football. If you miss training camp, you're going to get hurt this season.
Yes, you are.
Like the second game.
Yeah.
Definitely. It happens every time.
Yeah. Kevin White hurt.
They was wrong with
him. No, they won't. What's up with that?
Maybe it's something embarrassing, like, I don't know,
that embarrassing voice. Because Fox said it might be physical. He said it could be physical, it could be mental. I'm saying so.
Mental?
Yeah, they said it could be, I don't know.
I'm not even talking to him, though. He already knew, like, he wasn't even alive.
He dunked him.
He dunked him, I'm saying. Ah! Old mama coming out. Get out my
picture,
man.
Right. Look
at that.
Who was that?
That's it. This is your play. But why does Jordan say that? He just likes to play.
Why do you keep showing this?
Because I can't rewind it precisely to go right back to the spot I want to. Look, can I play the way?
Now, who is this? Who's that pick him? Lost him.
It's a pick.
And it's a shot.
A moving screen? Look, fast break.
Damn,
two of the greatest players.
Look, you may ask him.
Yeah.
Man.
And then both come to the list of pants out of the
room. Yeah. It's like 80 It was an 88-64.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Ron, get off me. Get off me. Can't stand him. Scotty won my.
I said, we didn't show this off.
Wow. It's the Jordan versus Kobe show. That's the game.
Yeah.
He's only noticing Kobe move.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh.
We got the sound effects from Ronald every time he misses.
You can't guard me. This is making my case.
For the move on,
this
on
is making my case all right now. I wish I could see this.
About the color commentator. Roddy with the move on Pippen, thank you for the bucket. He scored. Looks like he was fouled. Pass 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Pass to Kobe Bryant.
Too much.
Pippen on Bryant. Kobe scores from the corner. At halftime.
Okay.
125 to what?
25.
What?
But notice he has that dude on the other side.
20 points. Four rebounds, one assist. I think you put the wrong game on.
As far as game, you know they beat the season of Jordan and won the championship. This 1998 Kobe Bryant's triple double versus Michael Jordan highlight.
That's when he was with the Wizards, dude. That do matter.
He grinned all the time, yeah, I think.
It was 10 by that time.
39, Kobe Bryant 23.
Come on, man.
Man, keep it going, man. So he's on the
See, he's the same person who, okay, so I'm going to tell you a story that's going to heat him up.
Good.
So he's playing Chris in 2K.
Y'all listen to this.
So we got Chris about 23 in the second half.
And I won. It's supposed to be the game already. I'm letting him play.
No.
And he come back in the fourth. And we
lost.
I won,
Doug. Huh? You didn't win.
Now,
ain't no
dub
over, man.
Like, all right, so
y'all
so
kept playing.
After this broadcast over, y'all can play if y'all want.
I'm playing.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, I'm
playing. Y'all can die. Y'all won't.
Well, who you playing with?
Whoever. I'm playing with the Lakers.
You going to play with the old, with the new Lakers?
Oh,
all right, I'm going to play with the Bulls. Right. And we're going to do this. Scottie Pippen. I mean, not Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant.
Say you should put it up.
No, you can't get it.
Say
you should
have seen it.
Huh?
And get it going.
How the Bears look?
Darnell McPhee drumming back in coverage. That should make the Bears better. We'll sign two more players. A running back and a defensive back.
We got rid of Delvin.
Dolphins.
And we got Daniel Thomas.
Yeah, the Dolphins. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
The running back? That's huge.
We got like six running backs.
Daniel Thomas tight.
Better than Matt Forte?
No.
Better than Kenyon Carey?
No.
Langford. Marquez Brothers.
Who else you got?
And this player's dropping off, boxing, Curtis back, everybody in practice. Jamal Bushrod in practice. Jordan Mills in practice. I haven't heard of our friend and Mason Foster, a linebacker from Temple Bay, is doing anything. They can have a Shea McClellan in. They should have Christian Jones in the middle.
Some about break the records this year?
This is Chicago Sports. Get out of here. Mini boy.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he got interviewed. I'm watching.
Okay, enough about those guys.
And it's amazing to hear who the Jets
are. They're pretty good. They come here. I've seen an interview. I've seen his first interview. He seemed,
Eddie Murray's word about
him. He seemed a little different.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You like that?
I do. Do you know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing the curry.
The
yeah, I'm doing the curry.
You know what they was laughing about? Is what he was saying, what about?
What?
Right.
He seen LeBron crying.
Oh, what? He was crying.
He was on a bench doing this. And he was looking at him like, what? 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 Like, what? And he walked up to him and
Shook
him by hand, but left the court.
Yeah.
Well, he went to the back of the bench.
Right, yeah. That was like a half handshake.
Speaking of that, what? Remember when the Celtics walked off on Jordan and them?
Yep.
The Celtics walked off on the Pistons.
Yep.
And it wasn't as
Celtics walked off the court before the game was over against the Pistons when they won in 89.
I don't remember that.
Wait, Kevin McHale did talk to Isaiah Thomas. Wait, they walked off before the game was over.
I always look for that.
I heard Joe Dumars was the only person who did talk to holler at the Bulls.
I always look for that at the end of the final. See who's going
to be good.
Yeah, who's going to have some sports and shit.
Yes,
I always look for the other team to walk off the court, though. I ain't even going to lie.
I do.
That ain't.
Hey,
I've seen LeBron do it with like 2 minutes left in the game.
Sometimes, man, you just can't take it.
It's bad because they look down upon the team. And Isaiah not beloved as he's supposed to be.
He's right.
Yeah, he broke it down. Yeah, he's one of the best point guards in the
story. Jordan did that.
Who?
Blackball.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
Him and LeBron, they got that power to do that. They
LeBron can get you blackball. Yeah. LeBron can get you blackball.
Devontae West was a good shooter. And he did, though.
He
probably in the
real world. He was last with who?
Don't promote that. You're not dead.
R.I.P.
You're not really.
there we go. You said RIP to a script. I practice song.
It ain't good. You're
talking to, one of the top prospects coming out of Illinois.
Don't say that. Pretty
right.
Good, though.
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
you
can't. How
come I can't say that?
Okay.
Unofficial, unofficial top prospect, my opinion.
It's
top prospect coming out of Illinois.
That would be hating, by the way.
It's good. I ain't talking about okay. So, Rick, you know, Rick, you got to get my pop.
Oh, no, I don't like it. Don't make him white.
Unless he is. He's going to go to Alabama, like.
Right, I can't make it butterfly.
Lynn Collins, like, yeah.
I'm saying my opinion. Yeah, my opinion. With
first name, August
15th. August
15th? Yeah.
All right, here we go. We got.
I'm going to get on my schedule. I got to get the rest of my schedule.
Who y'all playing?
Main
East, August 15th?
Yeah, I'm going to bring my schedule we can post it on the blog.
Yeah. Definitely.
So y'all come to a couple more games.
Yeah, y'all come out and see Ronald. Number what?
72.
Number 72.
Right tackle position.
Oh, I thought you was...
I ain't
passed 71. All
right,
right tackle.
Tell me what he going to end up.
Nose tackle. Nose tackle. Yeah, he's going to end up a nose tackle. As soon as he gets to Alabama.
I'm offensive
lineman. I don't know.
I don't play defense.
The practice is going good.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for the game, Chase?
Not yet.
Just about. Happy Father's Day. To all the fathers, keep doing your thing. We out.